Yo, it's another episode of King's Roundtable. This is your host, Kenton Miller. It's been a while, guys. I know. I'm sorry. But I'm back at it with another episode. And today we got a very, very special guest. My brother, my friend, my future business partner, millionaire in the future, etc. Maurice Nash.
Your price, I'm a cop it anyway, nigga. That's a deal dropper. Junkies at the door, begging for some more. Yeah, nigga, they some pill poppers. Meet them at the core, hammer like Thor static. That's gonna make the shit hotter. Only real niggas with me. Got a problem dropping in, got a full roster.
Yo,
what's good? Can you hear me?
Yeah. All right. What's good, bro?
Shit, man. I just been chilling, living life, trying to get by, man, every day.
So I see you dropped your clothing line today. How long you been having that in the works?
I started I had the idea at the end of 2018 when I was in college, and then I had the ideas, bro, but, financially, it was, because it costs a decent amount of money. So, financially, I was, I was in college. I ain't really had no good job, nothing like that. So, I'm, I got to get out of here, bro. Right. So, I left, and then I got my stuff together. And then, so, it's finally out now. But, it's been in the works for, 2 years.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, my bad. I want you to give an introduction to whatever your name is now. I don't even know your real name no more. You got to rap. my boy, Maurice. Bro, so where did the name, I'm trying to think, when you first started, bro, was your name Maurice Nash, or was it just, what was it?
Oh, no. you talking about music, right?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. It was not. It was, at first, it was Mozzie the Cure first. Yeah, that was what it was. At first, and then, I started seeing a whole bunch of rappers. They got, duh in the middle of their shit. Or they're, have it, in the beginning of their name, the baby or something like that. And I'm bro. I'm like, nah, bro. To me, Jada Younger, I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm gonna change that, bro. So, yeah, I changed it.
So, what
to Maurice Nash.
Where did that come from? Where the idea did that come from?
It came from, the artists that I listen to, they got, fake / real names, Travis Scott, Pierre Bourne, Earl Sweatshirt. Who else? Kanye, even though he be on some other stuff, but yeah, Kanye. people like that. That's kind of what inspired me to be I want a name that's kind of it got my real name in it, but at the same time, I got a fake name in it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So I want you to tell them, where are you from, nigga? Tell them, because they probably wouldn't guess it.
I'm from Gary, Indiana. So it's 20 minutes away from Chicago. It's 20 minutes away from Chicago. It's 20 minutes away from Chicago. It's right next to it, bro.
That's crazy. But, so that shit basically Chicago.
Somewhat. But bro, that's where I'm from. I lived there for 15 years of my life. And then I had moved to Minnesota 2015. But bro. Out there, man, it's terrible. It's bad. It's real bad. I think they probably a little bit improving right now, bro, but man, ever since the 1990s, bro, 1980s, bro, that city been messed up. It's a whole bunch of it ain't nothing in the city but abandoned buildings, bro. That's pretty much it. All the schools is abandoned. I don't think they got no high school. They got one high school, bro, and all the other high schools is shut down. They probably got a couple middle schools, maybe couple elementaries. Other than that, bro, if you want to go to school, you got to go to like the white neighborhood, mm-hmm. like outside of Gary, yeah, because they ain't got no schools, bro. So yeah, it's just a whole bunch of abandoned buildings, bro.
Okay, let's say, you know what I'm saying, once everything falls into place for you as far as like music and all that, like, do you think you'll be the type of person to go back to where you're from, you know what I'm saying, and give it back? Or do you feel like, nah, I gotta get out of here, y'all killing each other, I'm cool, like?
No, I'm definitely gonna give back, though, if mm-hmm. I really make it. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna give back, because, like, I mean, without that city, I wouldn't even be where I'm at right now. Like, yeah. That's where all my family at. Like, that's where I grew up at. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, I'm definitely gonna give back. I wanna start, like, charities and all that, for, like, the kids and stuff mm-hmm. like that, because I know, like, out there, they don't really have nothing, because, like, all the poverty and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna just try to, like, you know, help the families that need to get help out there mm-hmm. financially. Build like my own little foundation, and yeah, that's gonna be fire though. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that,
bro. I need you to give the audience a real like brief summary, bro. Of like, I don't know. I feel like when there's ever like any goal that someone wants to complete or anything like that they want to do, like niggas is too stuck on like, damn, why it didn't blow right away? You know, whatever they doing, they just expect to just blow out the gate. Like tell them, bro, like how this shit is a process. Like how you got to spend, like, you know what I'm saying, countless hours researching, or, you know what I'm saying, watching different videos about other people that's good at what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, me, bro, it's like, I already know how it is when it comes to certain things. So, like, a lot of people, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm finna do this. Like, I'm finna start making music, or I'm finna start my own clothing brand, or mm-hmm. even, like, YouTube channel, like, podcasts, anything, bro. Like, acting, whatever the case may be. And then they see, like, once they start, they expect, like, what you said, they expect to blow up right off the bat. And then when they don't see that, they be like, oh, I'm finna stop doing this, bro. Right. Like, what, bro? Like, yeah, like, that's not gonna happen unless you really get lucky or something, bro. That's mm-hmm. not gonna happen. You gotta really put the work in and the effort to get to where you want to be, especially if you want to make it organic. Cause like me, bro, I hate fake.
Yeah.
I hate fake. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
I hate that,
bro.
Yeah. So I want like that organic feel. Like people out here would probably be like buying like views and plays and mm-hmm. likes and all this and that, followers and all this and that. I'm like, bro, like, what's the point? Because first of all, what's the point? You buying robots, bro. Them is not real people, so they not from to really mess with your content at all.
Exactly.
they just there for the just to show the numbers whenever somebody click on your page. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Bro. So nah, bro, I hate that, bro. Like, I want my stuff to be organic. Like, I want everybody to be like, yeah, I know who he is. Like, mm-hmm. I mess with all his stuff. You know what I'm saying? And as far as, like, having that confidence, bro, you really just got to, like, work for that. Like, mm-hmm. I try to push myself whenever, like, if I'm feeling down, I'm like, man, I'm like, I don't even feel like doing this. Or, like, man, ain't nobody messing with this right now. I just be like, I try to keep that off my mind. I try to keep all the positive stuff in my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, all the stuff I want to do in the future. Whenever I think about the stuff in the future, bro, that's what keep me pushing towards my stuff. Like, I keep my eyes on what I want, and when I keep my eyes on what I want, I'm like, nah, bro, I gotta keep doing this so I get to where I want to be. So
yeah, and I feel like that's normal for anybody, you know what I'm saying, whatever they want to do, like, to have those moments where they're like, I don't want to do it no more. But that's why I feel like you got to maximize, like, you know, there's like in anything you do, bro, there's like this, like, these moments that you have, like, where you just get in a certain mode and you'll just, you know what I'm saying? You'll just start being productive or something, doing a bunch of work on it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when you get in those modes, that's why I feel like you got to take advantage of that and, like, go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so sometimes I might get in a mode, nigga, and I might make 7 episodes in one night. So I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to record for a minute. I can just chill. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But I don't know, bro. Niggas got to stop thinking this shit is just a cakewalk. It gotta be like a, that's why, bro, that's why I really like like rock with the way like you're doing it, because it's like it's strategic, you know what I'm saying? Like I can see where you headed, bro, and I just like how nothing about it is rushed, bro. Like you really got a plan behind it, bro. A lot of niggas, bro, I swear to God, they just put a random picture on a t-shirt or something and then like I'm selling t-shirts, nigga, like. But what is it, like, bro? What does that mean, though? Like,
like I understand you, bro.
It's like it's a difference between building a brand and just trying to make money, nigga. Like, there's a reason why I'm doing something like this, bro. Because like I want to be able to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta attach your name to stuff, bro. Like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is just the beginning phase of something. This is just to attach my name to something. But you know what I'm saying? I have other steps that I'm, you know what I'm saying, already got on paper, written down, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It may take 2 years down the line for me to actually do it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, at least I know in my head and I'm taking the right steps to do it, bro. So that's what I've been trying to encourage my friends to do, you know, because I feel like I told Devin this too, bro. I said, I feel like black people, bro, especially. Every black person knows that they have, like, a certain talent that they're really good at, but they never, like, you know what I'm saying? They'll just flirt with it, or they'll just be like, nah, bro, I won't do that seriously, bro. But, like...
Exactly.
Like, bro, it's something simple, like, okay, so my best friend, I swear to God, bro, for some reason, she's so good at throwing birthday parties for people. I was like, yo, you should be a party planner, no cap. And she started laughing. I'm like... Nigga, I'm dead ass. Like,
right.
You can make bread off that shit if you take it seriously, bro. That's like, and I'm not trying to be working, you know what I'm saying, for FedEx and.
Nah, that shit dead, bro. No. I'm trying to tell you, bro. That shit's out, bro. Like, I feel like, for example, bro, like, for us, I know, like, when I see numbers, bro, or like, I don't. Pay attention to like low views or plays, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care about none of that, bro. Like, as long as it's some real attention, bro, I'm straight. And yeah. Like what you said, bro, like with black people, like, for example, like we was talking about, like, how like they had that certain talent, but they feel like, nah, I wouldn't do that. Like,
yeah,
that's how, bro, I was like that with like a lot of stuff, like. Bro, like, for example, bro, like, with rapping, bro, I never in my life, bro, I'm telling you right now, I put this on everything I love, I never in my life picture myself being no rapper, like, mm-hmm. No, this is not what I wanted to do, bro. Like, at first, this is what I wanted to do, and this is why I had went to college. I had went to college because I'm thinking in my mindset, I got that regular mindset like everybody else. I was thinking I was going to go get a degree type shit, you know what I'm saying, just get a degree 4 year. And then get a decent little job, try to earn, like, over 100K a year, blah, yeah. blah. You know what I'm saying? So that was my goal, because I ain't want to take no risk to try to do something and then it don't work. But this is the crazy part, bro. When I was a freshman in high school, back when I was in Indiana, bro, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. But I was telling people that, but they was coming to me saying, like, bro, like, don't be no entrepreneur because there's a whole bunch of risk. You might not... get a certain amount of money, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You could easily go broke, all this and that. So they was basically trying to, like, discourage me from not, you know what I'm saying, being what I really wanted to be. And I'm like, I mean, I guess, like, and then that's when I started thinking about other stuff. But then it had came back into my mind, bro, like, while I was in college. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm sitting there, bro, I'm like, why the fuck? Why am I paying money? And I already don't like 9-to-5s, bro. Yeah. Why am I paying money to go get a piece of paper for a 9-to-5? So, yeah, bro, exactly. I'm like, nah, bro. It was literally a waste of my time, bro. Mm-hmm. And I ain't realized until, like, after my first year. You know what I'm saying? That's when I changed my mind. I'm like, man, I think I want to try rapping. Like, I saw a couple of my friends. They were, like, having fun with it. I'm like... Man, it looked kind of fun. I'm like, I think I'm going to try it. Like, it looked kind of fun. So, yeah, I was just working on my craft all the way until like, the end of 2019, because I didn't want to put out no garbage music. So, I was just making sure my stuff was straight. And then, yeah, so you really just got to perfect what you're trying to do to, you know what I'm saying?
So, was it like... in the beginning stages, like, was that shit, like, was you, like, really, like, hesitant? Like, damn, I don't really know if I want to rap for real. Like, like, bro, because I'm going to be honest, bro, because I was just talking to my homie about this. Like, I was like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I don't understand how niggas be weak at, like, rapping or something, bro. Because, like, look, I remember, like, when I was, like, 13, 14, nigga, and me and my homie used to rap. Like, we used to just rap all the time, put shit on YouTube and shit. Like, just random ass shit. And I would always notice, bro, like, from the first time I started rapping, and then, like, we would rap every time we saw each other. It would just, it would always get better, bro. And it's, like, it's crazy, like, that shit's really real, bro. If you really do something consistently, bro, and, like, put your mind to it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna get better at it. That's why I don't be understanding, bro. That's why I say all the time, I'm like, damn, this nigga just, like, he must have been trying to be trash on purpose. Because, like, I just don't see how certain niggas be in the game so long, bro. And shit don't sound good. Like,
I could really tell you why, bro. I could really tell you the real reason why. Like, so, like, me, bro, so when I first decided I wanted to start rapping, the first thing I told myself, bro, I was like, I'm not finna, because I know a lot of people, like, when they first start rapping, bro, they just out of the blue just throw some random shit on SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? Off a beat, off YouTube type shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, you know, just some random jumbled up crap. So I'm like, nah, bro, I'm get my flow down first, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, when you keep doing it, bro, you're going to get better at it. So I just kept rapping to myself, bro, like every day, bro. Every day, all night, I was rapping to myself, perfecting my flow. Because when I had first started, bro, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. My flow was not it. It was not it, bro. That shit was trash. Because when you first start off at something, you're not going to be good, bro.
Exactly.
So it was, so I'm like, nah, bro. So I kept practicing for like months and months and months, bro. Mm-hmm. And then, but the people that be trash, I don't know if they be trash on purpose or. What I think is, bro, they rushing it, bro. Either they rushing it or they don't really know what they doing for real. Because when you rapping, bro, you really got to have a structure. First of all, when you making a song, you got to have a structure. Then you gotta flow with the beat and all that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they just be rushing it. Like, either they ain't perfected they flow. They just trying to hurry up and get out there thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to just get a whole bunch of plays and that.
Yeah,
thinking they song just gonna blow up like Lil Pump or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all some retarded stuff. Like, mm-hmm. No, bro, like it's not gonna
quality,
work. Like,
bro. It's quality, bro, not just quantity.
Yeah, exactly, bro. So, like that, putting out mixtapes and albums and like, EPs. And they got like four albums, but they ain't got no type of fans. Like, well, why you got all these albums? Bro, you got all these. How you got five albums out and three mixtapes, but you got like three fans? Like, come on, bro. That's stupid, bro.
And that's the thing, bro. Like, niggas don't understand. Cause look, if you, let's say you in a rap game for a year, nigga, and you release two songs, but they're really, really good songs, bro. Let's say like the first 8 months, nobody listened to it. Let's say all of a sudden, a couple people listen to a nigga, and it's actually good. They're like, dang, I accidentally clicked on this song, but this shit's live. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You, a nigga posting a song every week, nigga, and it's all trash, nigga, you're going deeper in a hole. You're going down.
Yes, and that's why I take my time when I put out my content, bro, because I don't like doing that, bro. I'm not going to be putting out a song every week, every 2 weeks. Like, nah, bro, I'm not doing that, bro. And that's why I'm so against about putting out a project. I'm not going to put out no project, bro, if I ain't got no real audience right now. Like, I mean, yeah, I got listeners, but...
Yeah. Nah, yeah, that wouldn't be smart yet, bro. That's what I'm saying. Niggas don't be strategic, bro. That's all it is, bro. Niggas just do shit. But... What's some of your? Damn, I'm trying to think. Did you go over any of your recording strategies? Like, how do you usually record? Like, how's a usual record session look for you? Like, how's it look like?
So whenever I get the beat, sometimes it just really depends on the beat. Like, if I get a beat and I'm crazy, I could be like, all right, I just started thinking of, I just need like that one word or like two, three words.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get like that one good word, I make throw that in the hook, and then I just build around that. So like, I'm gonna use for example, like, hold on, let me see, I'm trying to think. So I'm gonna use one of my songs for example. So for example, Deal Dropper, like when I made that song, bro, and I heard the beat, them two words was already in my mind. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? For some reason, I don't know how, like, I don't know why, like, whenever I make a song, it's like, I always got, like, that one word that's always in my mind, like, and then, like, after that, the song just build up. So I had them two words,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, I just really just keep repeating it to myself, and then I just start finding words that rhyme with that word.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that mug in the hook, bro. And once I get that hook down, the verse, I just, and I don't freestyle at all, bro. I'm going to be 100 with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 100 with you, bro. I do not freestyle, bro.
That's real. Freestyle. That's real, because every nigga that I know tell me that they freestyle. And I'm like, well, nigga, that shit ass. Like, you can't just think because, oh, everybody else freestyle or they good at it, nigga, and they got good music. That don't mean it apply to you, bro. Niggas keep looking at other people the way they do it.
Right.
You got to find it within yourself, bro. Like, yeah, right. Yeah, there's going to be people like Lil Wayne that freestyle and make a cold-ass mixtape, but a lot of niggas in the industry still write they shit, but they be lying and say, oh, this is a freestyle. Nigga, no, it wasn't. That shit was way too good. A lot of rappers be
saying. Exactly, bro. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you could tell when somebody freestyling when it's written down, like, mm-hmm. or if they memorize it to the point where it's like, come on, bro, like, there ain't no freestyle. Like, for real, dude. And that's why I keep it 100. Like, nah, bro, I ain't good at freestyling. Like, when I'm freestyling, nah, bro. nah, bro. Like, I mean, I'm alright at it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not good at it, bro. So, like, I write all my lyrics. So, when I'm writing a song, I just try to figure out some good words, and mm-hmm. I just structure my song off that. So, yeah, that's pretty much how I create all my songs, bro. Like, and I take my time, too. Like, I don't rush the process. Like, I take my time, make sure the song right, make sure I get everything down packed.
Mm-hmm.
And I mix and master all my songs. I ain't got no engineer. I'm my own engineer.
That's smart, bro.
I record myself. Yeah, I do all that, bro. Like,
so, like, has this whole corona shit, like, has that shit been, like, a blessing in disguise for you, you think?
Man, hell nah.
Why not?
Because, bro, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, if Corona was not around right now, bro, I would have at least performed a couple times. Because I know you know Vail. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, so before this Corona stuff happened, bro, him and, like, a couple other people that we know, like, they was performing, like, a couple months ago. Like, they was performing at these little venues and stuff like that. So, I was probably going to, you know what I'm saying, either perform with him a couple times and do my own thing, you feel me? And then, but Corona had hit, so I'm like, bro, I want to perform, bro. Yeah. Like, I already know it's a crazy experience. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm trying to perform.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to travel. I mean, you can still travel, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, Corona.
Yeah, no, that shit, it definitely messed a lot of things up for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just in L.A., bro, but that shit was, like, it was still fun, you know what I'm saying? But, like,
yeah.
A lot of shit was closed, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? There wasn't a million people walking around. Now, there was a million people at the beach, though. I'm going to tell you that. I see why them niggas is number two in Corona. Because, oh, God, there was a million niggas at the beach with not one mask. I'm damn. Y'all niggas don't know niggas dying from it.
But, all right.
But, but yeah, like, that shit definitely fucked up a lot of shit, bro. But I feel like it helped. I hope it helped a lot of people, like, find out who the hell they were. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like we often just moving with life and just going through the motions and shit. Like, and we don't never really get to just, like, damn, I'm human. Like, I'm on Earth. Like, who the hell am I, nigga? Like,
you know what
I'm saying? So I feel like a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people come out of their shell low-key, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain shit that they wouldn't do or had the guts to do, like, now they, like, come to the... Nigga, you in a crib for 5 months. Like, you better come up with something, my nigga. Like
working on something.
Yes. Like, don't be still selling dime bags. Like, that shit.
not exactly, gonna get you
nowhere, bro.
Exactly. Like, yeah, people got smart though since the coronavirus hit. Mm-hmm. Like, well, a lot of things like moving a little bit better, you know, financially. I like how, I ain't gonna lie though, I like how like Corona did help a lot of people like financially, because a lot of people were like struggling. So
yeah,
I mean, yeah, it helped a lot of people, but and then at the same time, bro, like a lot of people kind of took advantage of that. Like,
yeah, I feel like they were splurging though, and I feel like they should have. Well, unless you needed to use all that money, bro, I feel like a lot of niggas should have been saving that shit, bro. Cause that's like, that's
or
investing it or something. I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. Something. Not spending it on
Balenciaga.
I don't know what they spent. Right.
To go sit at the bus stop. I don't get that shit, bro. Nigga, bro, no cap. I swear to God, I was driving in St. Paul and I seen a nigga I'm talking about. They was fucking around, had a Miri's on and shit. I'm like, but I'm the nigga in the whip, nigga. Like, what are you doing? You
man,
niggas is backwards, bro.
Spend their money on the wrong thing. Like, spend that on a business or something. Start your own, or at least buy your own stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man. Oh God,
you making music, like some or podcast. Like, buy your own equipment, get your own thing. Boom, you can start your own love. You feel me? Like, how we doing? Like, but people don't want to do that though. Like.
Man, look, I can't push no outside niggas, bro. But I tell my every time I see any of my niggas, bro, I be telling them, bro, like, cause I know pretty much anything that I think that they good at. I'm like, I tell them every time, like, nah, bro, you need to actually do that shit. And I'm dead ass, like, I've been pressuring hella niggas like to do shit that they not comfortable with, bro. But like, I feel like I get a different kick out of doing some shit that I actually like. You know, like, I'm gonna be honest, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting through this shit, school and shit, trying to finish this. I got 2 more years left, bro. Get this shit done. Yeah. I hate that shit. But, like, when I record, nigga, when I, you know what I'm saying, doing episodes and shit, like, nigga, I actually, like, I feel good, nigga. There'll never really be a time where I'll just be like, damn, I hate doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
It'd be times where I'd be like, I don't feel like it. But, like, nigga, I actually, like, get a kick out of it. And I ain't even getting no real cheese off this shit yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
That's what I'm all for, nigga. Happiness,
that's
nigga.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about, bro. Like, if you ain't doing it for the joy, it's like, what's the point? Like, if you ain't happy doing something, it's like, yeah, why are you doing it? You exactly. Know what I'm saying?
That's what niggas.
So, yeah, I feel you on that.
Niggas is too stuck up in, no, you got to go to college. They tell everybody, oh, you got to go to college and get this degree. Like, okay, this nigga making $200,000 or some shit versus if he doing his own thing, he starting off, he making $60,000, but he enjoy it. I would rather make that $60,000 and enjoy it, nigga, and I'm starting off my own shit, you know what I'm saying, and I can build off that.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. Exactly, bro. That's what I'm saying. Everything about the government, bro, is all –
They
brainwash you with all this stuff. They say, oh yeah, this is the right way to do it, blah blah. But at the end of the day, no, it's not. Like all they doing is putting you in a trap, bro.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Like, and they don't want you to branch out and do it your own way. So they try to tell you, like, oh, if you try to do it this way, ain't nobody gonna mess with this. Like, you not finna get no money off this. You know how long it's gonna take you to get money off this? Bro, if I go to college and get a degree, you know how long it's gonna take me to get some real bread off a degree that I had got and spent like thousands of dollars on?
Exactly,
like,
bro. And I feel like college isn't for everyone, bro. It's damn near not for anyone. But I feel like it's just like, I don't know, it varies, bro. Like, I feel like within yourself, bro, you know, like, damn, bro, like, I really don't need to be going to school because I have an idea, you know what I'm saying? I have, like, this gut feeling about certain shit, like, with this whole shit, bro. I just had a gut feeling, like, this is the type of shit that I have to get into, like, that I could really be good at if I took it seriously. But, like, I feel like school is holding me up right now. I ain't even gonna lie. But I'm gonna try not to use that as an excuse, bro, and just keep going, bro. But that's you already know how that school shit is, bro. That shit is
hell yeah. Man. I mean, in your case, bro. Yeah, if I was you, bro, don't like drop out or nothing like that. Like stay in school, bro.
Nigga, like, yeah, I mean, I might as well.
Where you at? Yeah, where you at right now, bro? Yeah, you might as well just stay and go ahead and get that shit done. Like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, yeah, don't let that, like, how can I say it? Yeah, don't let that mess up your work ethic or nothing like that. Like, you just gotta try to find a way to work over that, and then like, eventually it's gonna fall through. I mean, it's gonna be kind of hard sometimes, but
yeah.
I mean, you just gotta really push through it though. At the end of the day, like, I mean, I tried doing that, bro. Like last year, like was 2020. Yeah, bro. So last year when I was doing that, bro, I was in school, I was working, and I was making music, bro. So I was working, doing homework, and still trying to find a way to record some music every day, bro. I'm telling you, bro. That was like throwing my whole brain off. Like,
and you get tired, nigga. Like,
yeah, bro. I was trying to, man. I'm like, I'm in my head. I'm like, nah, fuck the job. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and work on my music, get this homework done. I'll be up to like 3-4 a.m., bro. Then I gotta go to work at 10 a.m. I wake up, I'm sleepy as hell. I can't get up. Like, I'm like, bro. And that was every day, bro. I'm like, bro, this college stuff is not, it was holding me back, bro, for real. Like, I got used. So, yeah, it's not for everybody, bro, especially if you're trying to do something for real. Like, for me, I'm like,
I feel like a lot of niggas, though, like, from where I'm from, St. Paul, they just use that excuse, college not for everybody. But I'd be looking at them niggas, I'd be like, nigga, but, like, what are you doing, though?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody that come to me and say, like, oh, I dropped out of college or something, I ask them, like, okay, you nigga, but, like, what are you about to do? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, and if they tell me, like, they tell me, like, the plan or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't got that shit set stone in my mind, like, oh, nigga, you got to go to college. Yeah, if I have kids, I prefer you to get a degree and all that, but, like, I'm not you. So I don't know what your intuition is telling you to do, bro. Like,
right.
But so wait, okay. Jump off that. Let's go back to music. Who I already know one of them, but who inspired you? Like, as far as music, I already know Wayne is one of them.
Yeah, Wayne, Chief Keef, of course. Earl Sweatshirt. I don't know. You know who Earl Sweatshirt is?
Yeah.
All right.
Ugly ass. Nigga, ugly as
hell. Yeah. Hey, yeah. So, yeah. Wayne, Keith, Earl, Travis. And then, I ain't gonna lie, probably not his music now, though, but, like, the old Cardi, like, he kind of influenced my shit a lot, though, because, like, when he first started rapping, like, he was actually, like, lyrical. He wasn't, like, saying, no, he wasn't. Like how he is right now.
I feel like it's only been like his last like two songs, bro, that was just really trash. Like it disappointed me. I really rock with dude. But yeah,
his last song? Nah, bro.
What's his last song?
At Me.
Yeah, that's
the one that he
That's really sweet, bro. I ain't gonna lie. And I tried so hard to like it, bro. I tried so hard to like that shit, bro. I'm like, nah, fam. But nah, I can see, like your style ain't similar to his, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just telling, like, Trey that. I was like, when Maurice be rapping, bro, I could, like, tell, like, you know what I'm saying? Certain influences, you know what I'm saying? Like, in your voice and shit. Like, just by how you, like, say certain shit. Like the song you had mentioned, bro, like, Deal Dropper, like, you said, like, how many times you say Deal Dropper, like, and then you, like, went into it? Like, you said that shit, like, I don't know. You said that shit, like, six times, and then, like, you'll go into it, like, and I could think, like, Cardi would do some shit like that. Like, he, like, repeat something, like, and then he'll just go in, like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, them right there, hold on, how many is that? I said Wayne, Keith, Earl, Travis, Cardi. Yeah. So, yeah, those five rappers right there. Yeah, that's who really influenced me. But, yeah, Wayne, he, like, the biggest influence, like, on me when it comes to, like, music. Because, like, even when I was little, like, when I was, like, 8 years old, bro, when he came out with the Carter 3, bro, I had, like, I had the MP3 player, bro. And my brother had bought the album, and he had put it on the computer, and then he had put the music on my MP3 player. And that was the only music I had on that motherfucker. So, and I used to, when I first got it, bro, I was listening to that motherfucker every day. So that album was the only album I was listening to. Like, that was the only album, because at the time, like, wasn't nobody buying me no music. You know, I'm 8 years old. I can't go buy my own music. You feel me? I ain't got no money. Yeah. So
That's when niggas right. walk around with CD players in their pocket.
On me. So, yeah, I was just listening to that. And then, yeah, bro. I'm for real, bro. Like, when it comes to, like, music, yeah, he definitely inspired me a lot. Like,
how do you think your music, like, who do you think your audience is? Like, who are you trying to reach to, like, with your music? Like, who you think it, like, attracts or something? Like, you know what I mean?
Honestly, let me see. Mainly just everybody who just, I don't know, because I know a lot of people got, well, everybody got different tastes in music, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, so, I mean, that's kind of hard, but, I mean, mainly just the people that fuck with, like, you know, lit music, music that you can really, like, go crazy to, vibe mm-hmm. to, because that's what my music is about right now. Like, I'm going to change it up in the future, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's the main crowd I'm trying to attract right now, because what I'm trying to do is, bro, I'm trying to get a couple of songs towards, like, when you come to my shows, mm-hmm. it's going to be crazy. Like, right. it's going to be crazy. So, and I want my shows to be, like, on a whole nother level, like, on some crazy stuff. On, I don't want my shows to be no boring, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody's just standing there, just standing around, just staring at each other, looking around, bored as hell, leaning on a wall. Like, bro. Like, if you come to one of my shows, right, you gotta go crazy. Like, you gotta have the best time of your life when you come to my show. So, yeah, that's the reason why I make the music I make, bro. Like, when people ask me, like, why you make this type of music? I'm like, for my shows, like, so yeah, that's what I'm really trying to attract right now. Like, those type of people that fuck with, like, that lit music, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's a good way to do it, bro, because, like, you could think of a nigga like Nav, nigga. Like, I've seen, like, a video of him on YouTube, like, in concert, nigga. Like, his fat ass don't do shit,
bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Hey, boy. You gotta, your songs is good, my nigga, but you in concert, nigga, you gotta move. Like,
that's what I'm saying. And with certain artists, bro, like, that make that type of music that's not lit, but they perform all the time. You can tell, like, when they perform, they crowd not, they not really engaging. Like, I mean, if you are R&B artist, and if your fans really mess with you heavy, they gonna vibe with you at the show. You
yeah. know what I'm saying? Oh, God.
But I don't know, yeah, like what you said, a lot of artists know, like, they got these songs, like, yeah, it's cool, like, when you listening to it in the car and on headphones, but if you going to their show, you like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah, I feel, yeah, I'm trying to make it equal on all sides, like, you can vibe to it on headphones, you can vibe to it in the car, and then you can vibe to it at the mm-hmm. show, so, yeah.
So, bro, I don't know. Like, tell me more about this clothing shit, bro. Cause, like I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm one of them niggas, like, cause, like, anytime you post something or say something, like, I pay attention, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I've been one of them niggas that be irritated, like, when you be like, oh, I'm dropping music, or, oh, this coming soon, and this shit don't ever come soon. So, like, so. Bro, what is up with this, bro? Because I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I see why you took your time, bro. Because, like, just based off of, like your post, bro. Like, when I saw it, bro, I was like, this looked like some shit, like, V-Long post. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit just looked like it had a purpose behind it, bro. Like, it's a lot of niggas that take all the time in the world for shit like that, but don't actually, like, plan it out, bro. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like you planned that shit out, bro, because, like, the shirt, like, where did this name come from, bro? Like, out.
All right, so, Yeah, allies equal lies. So, all right. So basically, I'm gonna tell you the full story, like the whole origin. First, that wasn't even a name at first. Like, you know how I told you, like, my rap name was, it wasn't Mari Smash at first. It was something else. So when I first decided I wanted to create a clothing line, it was not Allies Equal Lies. At first, it was called, like, Damage. Like, that was it. Like, the word Damage. Mm-hmm. And then I had seen, like, it was a couple clothing lines already that already had that name. Yeah. So I'm like, all right. I'm going to throw that out the window. I got to find something else now because too many people got that. It was already a whole bunch of people that got it. I wasn't trying to make no clothes off of a brand somebody already named after, and they could possibly be, oh, you still not named, all trying to sue a motherfucker. I ain't got time to be going through all that. So I'm like, I threw that out the window, and then when I came up with that name, I don't know, like, I had the word allies in my head. I'm like, something to deal with, like, a group of people. So I had that. And then when I looked at the word, when you look at the word allies, bro, if you cover the A and the L, you're going to see lies, like the word lies, like allies, but you see the word lies. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm like, allies, lies.
Right.
I'm like, all right, so I'm going to go ahead and throw that in a bunch. I created the logo, you know what I'm saying, on Photoshop. Because I taught myself how to graphic design, so I created the logo while I was thinking of the name of the brand. I was creating a logo, so I just put that together. And for some reason, I don't know, like, I threw that equal sign in there, and then boom, it was just like, I'm kind of rocking with this name. So I started making mock-up designs and all this and that, bro, trying to figure out what I really wanted to do, like how I wanted to structure it and all that. And I already knew from the jump, like, I didn't want to put out no shirt. Like, you know how a lot of people be like, support Black. And don't get me wrong, I love my Black people, like, to death. Yeah. I love my Black people. But you know how Black people be like, oh, support Black businesses. And it'd be like a clothing brand, but it'd be a shirt with motherfucking Iron Man on it. With some motherfucking chains and shit. With a snapback. And they have a snapback on. With some Tims. In the middle of the shirt with a box picture, bro. Like, the picture wouldn't be big. It'd be like a small box picture. Talking about some support Black businesses. Buy this, and that motherfucker costs $100. Like, nah, bro. I wasn't trying to be on that type of level. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was trying to make sure my stuff was straight. And I wanted to have, like, the name, like, on the inside of the shirt, like, the tag and all that. I wanted to be, like, some real official, like, you when you look at the shirt, be like, yeah, like, this is it right here. So I had a problem finding a manufacturer, bro, and that was the real problem. Like,
yeah, that'd be
exactly my point. And with a lot of manufacturers, bro, they wasn't trying to do what I wanted them to do. Like, I'm like, nah, I want y'all to do it like this. Like, I want y'all to make the logo, like, this big. And they'd be like, we can't do that. Like, I'm like, all right, well, I'm not finna pay y'all to make my shirts, like, for real. So, yeah, I'm going through all these manufacturers, like, nah, we can only make it a certain size, we can only make it this size. I kept telling them, bro, I don't want the logo to be small, I don't want that, like, I don't like the way that look. I want my stuff to be big, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want it to be no small, nah. So, when I finally found the manufacturer, bro, was like a couple months ago. I finally found them a couple months ago, and then after that, I had got into production. Boom. Nah, it's out. But yeah, that was the real main reason why I kept saying, like, oh yeah, coming soon. And then I think I found a manufacturer, and then the whole time they wasn't trying to do what I wanted them to do. I'm like, man, this got to be right. I'm not going to pay for nothing that's not like how I want it to be. Like,
exactly. I mean, that goes right back to what we said earlier with just about music, nigga. Like, just people rushing shit out and just throwing anything out there, bro. I feel like if you're going to put anything out there, like, it should be your best, nigga, or decent, my nigga. Like, don't just...
Exactly.
Don't just give us anything, nigga. Like, bleh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I meant to ask Trey when I bought his shirt, like, how they fit, bro. Like, how do yours fit, though? Because I don't know whether to get, like, a small or a medium. What size you get?
I wear a medium. Like, the medium fit me. I don't know. I know you a little bit, like, I know you a little bit bigger than me a little bit.
I mean,
yeah, the medium probably fit you good the whole time. Or the large, either one. Mm-hmm. Small, yeah, don't even cop a small, like.
A belly button.
Yeah, don't cop a small. That's damn near for, like, the females.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a small person, I mean, of course, they can call one if they small, like a skinny, small dude, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, for the most part, yeah, medium and large is, like, they going to fit you nice whole time.
Yeah, I definitely got to cop one. I just want to make sure that shit fit right, bro, because. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro. I be trying to support niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody tries to support niggas they know and shit, bro. But, like,
right,
bro, niggas just be putting out anything, bro. Like, I can't. That's what I'm saying. I have a lot of homies, bro, that do music and all this and that, bro. Like, and they'll send me stuff. Like, but, nigga, I'm not posting that shit. Like, I listen to that shit. I'm like, nah, bro. Because, like, look, if these folks go click the link that I just posted and then they be like, this shit trash. I'm never listening to a suggestion from Kenton again. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right.
They're not going to trust me no more.
Right.
But, so
I feel you on that, bro.
Do you, I don't, the one thing I like that you do though is like, you don't do a lot of features, bro. Like, yeah. I feel like a lot of artists, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro, that shit like, when I have a favorite artist or something, bro, that shit irritate me, bro. I'd be like, what the fuck this nigga got a feature on here for? Like, this shit better be cold.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's giving your fans a chance to, like, damn, who is this nigga, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, versus,
yeah.
Oh, shit, you got this nigga on your song. He fuck around, go crazy. They fuck around, forget about you, nigga. Like, why are you trying to establish yourself? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because how many features do you even have? You only got, like, is Vail the only one you did one with?
Yeah, he the only feature I got so far. And I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I don't plan on doing a whole bunch of features with people, mm-hmm. bro. Like, I don't know. That's just me personally. Like, if I really feel like we can get a cold song or something that's gonna click together, I'd be like, yeah, we can make a song. But and this is what a lot of artists do, bro. They just get somebody on their song, or it could be their friend that they really, you know what I'm saying, close with, and they be like, all right, we finna make a song. But whole time, they flows is not connecting with the beat. It's not flowing together. It's not matching up. Like, bro, you just throwing some bull crap out there, bro. Mm-hmm. Just to say that you had a feature with your friend. Like, you know, I'm going to be 100 with people. Like, bro, if somebody close to me, like, if you, like, for example, if one of my close friends be like, all right, I want you on my song, da-da-da-da, I'm like, I fuck with you in that thing, bro. But if you trash or if the song ain't it, if the beat ain't it, if I feel like your flow is not, it's not connecting with mine, or it just don't sound right, I'm gonna let you know. Like, I'm gonna be 100 with you. I'm not finna sugarcoat nothing. Like,
because
I'm not trying to put out nothing. Because at the end of the day, that's gonna have my name on it too. And somebody listen to it, they be like, what the fuck is this nigga my reason? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I don't want people. I don't like that, bro. So, that's the reason why I don't want to do a lot of features. And then, like what you said, like, I already be having a lot of people come, and I feel like they be just trying to use. They just be trying to use me, bro. Like, mm-hmm. they be trying to come to me and they be like, oh yeah, I want you on this song, like, or I want you to feature on this song. Like, we got to get a song together, bro. Like, ASAP, blah blah blah. And I know a lot of these people that be saying that, I'll probably go listen to their music, bro. And I'll be like, I can't even finish the song. I can't even finish listening to the song because I just don't like it. Like, so I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm not going with that. But yeah, I mean, I'll do some features in the future if it's, I feel like we can, like, I can click with the artist. But other than that, nah, bro.
I feel like people, though, you know what I'm saying, people like you just mentioned, they probably starting to see like the little traction and shit. They're like, oh shit, like what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe this nigga is up to something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what I've really, really been noticing, bro, I swear to God, like, if both of us drop dead right now, I guarantee you anything that we doing right now, niggas would be like, oh, shit, like, this shit was actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga was doing that. Like, bro, and it's so, like, I be thinking about that all the time, bro, because it's not like, I'm like, damn, like, I'm supposed to be on the charts already. Like, it's not even like that. But I just think about that. Like, if I was to drop dead right now, I guarantee you, nigga, like, my shit would go through the roof, bro. But
exactly, like, exactly.
I'm not one of them type of niggas, bro, that sliding it to my DM. Yo, bro, post it. No, I'm not doing all that, bro. Like, I feel like once... I feel like whatever we doing in this world, bro, once it connect with people and they could do it on their own, that's how I want it, bro. I want that real, like, genuine clout. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas, like we was talking about earlier, bro, a lot of niggas got, like, there's niggas that I know with 13K followers on Instagram and shit, and I'll be like, I ain't gonna lie, I got more clout than that nigga. And I got not even 2,000 followers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
they should not authentic, bro. They just got a bunch of shout out for shout outs. They posting random niggas on their story that they don't even know.
Exactly. Yeah, not even really messing with their content.
Exactly, bro. Just posting it. Like, I could never do that. I don't even care if there was money coming out of it. I'm not doing that shit. I want it the real way, bro. Cause it's like, let's say we was going back to saying niggas buying streams and shit. It's kind of like that Tekashi 6ix9ine, and then there's Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different feel. So when I see Tekashi 6ix9ine, 666 million views, I just look at that shit with a blank stare. I'd be like, nigga, okay. Like, then when Lil Baby dropped, nigga, he could have 70 mil. I'm like, damn, this shit hard. Like, and niggas niggas really be like, damn, that nigga really, like, he accomplished, like, he did that shit. Like, he ain't do all no weirdo shit to get it. Like we live in the age where niggas will do anything, like, to get on, bro. And I'm not niggas.
Right, I'm not doing that, bro. I'm doing it the organic way. Like,
man.
They too hungry for clout, bro. Hungry for that clout. They'll just do, literally... try to do anything for it. Like, no cap. They embarrass themselves on social media just to get that clout. Man. That's sad, though.
I'm trying to move, like, I like how my nigga Sosa been moving, bro. I like, he just been, like, bro, Nick, I swear to God, so many people coming to me, like, and he fell off. I'm like, nigga, no, he did the fuck not.
Right.
this nigga is becoming a great producer. He's still, bro, the nigga has so many good songs. I don't know what people be listening to. Like, and he ducked off just living his life, just having fun. Like, he don't want to be in the mainstream. Like, bro, that's the type of lifestyle I want to live. Like, you get choked. Exactly. You still getting bread. You know what I'm saying? But you're not in their eye. They not steady like, oh, shit, he just got arrested. Oh, shit, he broke up with his girlfriend. Like, I don't, bro. Right. Get out of my life, bro. I just want to get the bread. I don't want that fame shit. I'm good on that. So, I ain't trying to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and none of that shit.
Yeah. That low-key, like, being known but being low-key at the same time, that's, like, the best way to do it, bro. Like, Chief Keith, for example, like, what you said, bro. Like, he don't do none of that. He don't care nothing about that pop star lifestyle. He just doing him, basically. He being low key. He putting out, and it's crazy because when people be saying he trash now, I kind of feel like they don't be knowing what they talking about, because he actually way more versatile now, like, compared to, like, all the way back when he had first started rapping, bro. Like, if you listen to his past couple albums since, like, 2017, you can tell, like, he actually tried different things now, bro. Like, Thought Breaker, I don't know if you ever heard that album.
Bro. Well, not bro. Oh, hold on. We got to stop. Nigga. When I mean, like, that whole project, like, shocked the fuck out of me, bro. I'm like, yo, this nigga on this bitch singing and shit. And it, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It was actually cold, though. Like,
exactly.
Bro, I don't know, bro.
That's the reason why they be saying he trash now, because he trying different things. Mm-hmm. Like, he made a song with this one girl. He was, like, playing the piano and shit. At first, I was like, what the fuck? Because it was, like, some shit. It was some shit you would never see Chief Keef do, bro.
Yeah.
He was, like, the song was about, like, Chicago and, like, poverty and stuff like that.
Oh,
but it was a girl about. On it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it wasn't, like, no trap song, bro. It was, like, an emotional song type shit. So, yeah, like, when you listen to it, you like, damn, this nigga Chief Keef, he ain't never in his life made no song like this. But it was different. Like, and that's right. The reason why people be saying he trash, because, like, he don't sound like the 2013 Chief Keef.
Yeah, bro.
2012 Chief Keef, like.
Bro, but you got to say, people love to see the same old you, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you're not giving them something to watch, once you're not giving them entertainment that they want, once you're not saying... Once he stopped saying, oh, fuck this dude, dead homie, like, once he got off all that fuck shit and all that, niggas is, oh, he fell off. No.
Bro. Right, right.
So social media do that, bro. They'll try to drag niggas in. Like, they just want to see you constantly. They want to see something. You got to entertain them. They want you to get on live disrespecting another rapper. Like, they want to see that. Like, once you stop doing that, oh, you fell off. Where he at? I don't know. Like, he ain't doing nothing. He ain't getting no money. Nigga, yes, he is. He just had a... What song did he produce on Lil Uzi shit?
Was that Kobe? Chrome Heart Tags.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
That was
a cold beat, bro.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Hey, and after we get off this, bro, I'm going to text you and ask you, bro, like, because I swear to God, right before this corona shit hit, so I got a homie in Florida, like, who I ain't gonna lie, that nigga like my protege. Like, I forced that nigga to rap, bro, because, like, he made a good song. And I was like, nah, nigga, take it seriously. And I, like, so after winter break, we was gonna, I had just found out there was a studio in the fucking school.
Mm-hmm.
But nigga, I don't rap. So I was like, shit, I wanna learn how to, like, engineer or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was gonna actually, like, try to do that shit. But, like, I just wanna know, like, simple, small steps, you know what I'm saying, of some shit, so I could buy some quick shit, bro, and just start doing that shit on the fly, and then, you know what I'm saying, maybe, like, a year later or something, like, yo, tell nigga, like, yo, I do this shit for real, but, like, that's something I always want to get into, bro, because, like, I like music, bro, but, like, I'm not the type of nigga, I don't think, to, like, to make it, like, as far as, like, rapping, bro, but, like, I really listen to sounds in the background, like, niggas really need to, like, the ad-libs, like, all that shit, bro. That shit matters, bro, because I swear to God, sometimes I don't even be listening to shit these rappers say. I just listen to the background. I'm like, the fuck this nigga? Yeah, like, in the background, I'm like, this shit kind of cold.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. So you really dead ass trying to, like, be an engineer?
Oh, yeah, like, bro.
On the side? Yeah. I mean... Yeah, bro, like, it's good to try new things, bro.
Exactly.
It's good to try new things, bro. That's what I feel like a lot of people, like, I hate when people don't want to try stuff because, like, they scared of, like, people's opinions and all this and that, bro. Like, bro, you can't be successful in your life if you scared of what people gonna think of you, bro. Like,
exactly,
that's the reason why I do what I want to do. Like, I don't care about nobody else's opinion. Like, I'm gonna do what makes me happy at the end of the day. So, yeah. You really gonna do that, bro? Yeah, the engineering fun as hell, bro. Like, no cap, like,
it's fun, bro.
Yeah,
I sit up all day, bro, just listening to music, bro, and I really just like. I really like, nigga, I be in my zone listening to music, bro. Like, that shit really, like, fun to me, bro. Like, my ears be fucking hurting every day because I play music way too fucking much. But, bro, like, I feel like, yeah, but going back to what you said, bro, a lot of people, I don't know why, bro, that's a thing that people just are overly focused on what other people do, bro. But I've noticed that, like, let's say, for instance, so... Before I even started any of this podcast shit, like, if I was posting something on the gram, my shit probably be damn near 280 every time, you know what I'm saying, 300. Ever since I noticed it, ever since I had a vision about something, bro, all that shit dropped down. And, like, I kind of like that, though, because it was kind of, like, my defining moment to stop being so brainwashed by the internet. Because
exactly,
we so, like, bro, we get brainwashed by it, and we don't even fucking notice it. Like, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't intentional, nigga, but it's just, like, it come to a certain point, niggas is like, damn, why I didn't get this many likes? You know what I'm saying? Like, we mm-hmm. all naturally do it, bro. So I feel like once you test the waters or some shit, that's when you could really, like, brush up. Like, I don't need that shit. I don't give a fuck how many people like it. I don't give a fuck who comment on it, nigga. Like, this is me. Because the day I perish, nigga, they going to look back on my shit like, damn, this nigga was raw.
Right, you know this nigga was really trying to do something, and exactly. he didn't really care about the likes or comments, bro. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I really fuck with your vision, bro. Because, like, when it comes to, like, the shit you trying to do, like, you really push it out. And even then, like, you still supporting, like, people. Like, whenever you support my music, bro, I already know, like, I always fuck with all your shit. Like, all your YouTube videos, all your, like, pranks, all that, mm-hmm. you know, podcast episodes. I be listening to all of them. You know what I'm saying? I actually support you because, yeah. like, why not? You feel me? So, I feel like with a lot of people, bro, when they do that, that's when you really see the realness in people, in my opinion. Like,
yeah, I'm glad, bro.
People be like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I fuck with you and all that. But, like, you just put out an episode and then you post it on your Instagram or you post it on your Facebook and then they ain't sharing your shit. They ain't liking your shit. Mm-hmm. They ain't posting your shit. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You be like, but you said you fuck with me, but you not, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? You can't really force nobody to support you. You
exactly.
Feel me? Like, there ain't nobody obligated to, like, continuously, like, share somebody content. But at exactly. the same time, it's like, if you really close with somebody, if you really try to see them become something,
mm-hmm.
sharing or posting their shit, liking their shit, commenting on their shit is not going,
bro.
That shit take 1 second, bro. That shit takes 1 second, 2 seconds for you to see, at least peep this shit. You know what I'm saying, like,
bro,
for real. Bro, like, at least look at the shit.
I swear to God, niggas be acting like that shit is a hassle, bro. And it's like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like I said, I don't care. It's kind of like, I would never be the type of nigga to force nobody to fuck with me, bro. But I do peep. I'll be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? My homie, he stay posting. Like, I'm not even trying to be, I don't know, Meek Mill shit or nothing, be in my feelings, bro. But, like, I just noticed certain niggas that, like, he share this nigga picture all the time. But I dress way better than this nigga. Is he hating on me low-key? Like, I say that shit to myself all the time, bro. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, nobody's obligated to do it, bro. But at the same time, like you said, you know what I'm saying? If you fuck with me, like, every once in a while, it's cool, my nigga. But
exactly my point, bro. But they not going to really fuck with your shit heavy until you blow up. That's the reason why they continuously post little baby shit on their motherfucking story. They'll continuously post his shit on there, play his music, screenshot his shit. Go fuck with his album. Bro don't even know you, like.
Bro, I forgot what.
For real.
You see that shit on Facebook when it was like, niggas was gonna tell Lil Durk happy birthday before I support their own music.
Bro. Exactly my shit like that. How the fuck you gonna tell a whole fucking artist a whole artist that got like millions of followers, oh, happy birthday, write a whole paragraph. Motherfucker is not finna read that. They don't know you, bro. Like, they, your message is going into their fucking what's that shit called? Like, it's not even really going into their DMs, bro. It's going into their fucking shit, where you gotta request them, like, oh yeah, so and so trying to talk to you. What would you like? Yeah, that's it. So, but yeah, bro, that shit dumb as hell, bro, for real. Bro, that's how you really see the realness in motherfuckers. Like, you posting this famous motherfucker, but you can't post my shit, motherfucker? Like, I don't understand that. Like, they not showing you no type of support at all, but you supporting them. Come on now, bro.
But the thing is, one thing, like, nigga, I ain't gonna lie. I'm the type of nigga, I don't forget shit, though. Like, so, like, once my shit, like, elevate, you know what I'm saying, and I get to wherever I want to go, I'm going to remember, like, who didn't, you know what I'm saying, like, fuck with me.
Exactly.
Because, like, this is simple shit, like, okay, I remember when I first had put my shit out, and I was like, yo, go follow this shit. It's niggas, like, they was posting on their story the first day or whatever. The niggas didn't even follow it. But I'm not even about to go jump out like, yo, nigga, like, go follow this shit. Like, because you seen it to go right, follow right, that right. shit. So after right. that, it's good. I'm not, nigga, what the fuck? I'm not finna beg you, my nigga. Like,
fuck. I just experienced that shit today. I ain't gonna cap.
For real?
Not with that. With the clothes, bro. No cap. I just experienced it. But at the end of the day, bro, people gonna do that shit. Like, there's no way you can really jump around that. Like, mm-hmm. and like you said, you can't just go to them and be like, is you gonna follow it, my nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't, like, cause that's not the right way to approach somebody. Be like, is you gonna post this shit, but you ain't gonna follow it? Like, come on now. Like, they gonna take that shit as a, like, they gonna be like, what you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, yeah, once you see that, you can't really just, you just be like, all right, fuck it. It's whatever, yeah. bro. Like, if they gonna follow it, they gonna follow it. If they gonna listen to the podcast, they gonna listen to the podcast. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't really force somebody, shit. But. I be one, and at the same time, I be wanting to tell them, like, how the hell you gonna share my post, but you ain't gonna, I know for a fact you ain't listen to it.
Yeah, I'd much rather niggas listen to it damn near, bro, because, like.
Right, like, come on now, like, what sense does that make? Don't share my shit if you not gonna actually give it any type of benefits. Like, I'm for real, I experienced that today. Like, people were sharing my clothes, like, they, when I just did this drop, like, a couple people, like, share it online, mm-hmm. and they ain't bought nothing, like,
right.
I mean, people buying, but, like, at the same time, like, the people that I'm close with, like, they sharing it, but they ain't, a lot of them ain't buying it, like.
Bro, and you know what, that's another thing, that's a great point. So, I remember, bro, so, my best friend, he started, like, a clothing line, like, when he was like a sophomore in high school or some shit. And I remember when he had his, like, and he had this, like, strategic and all that shit. He had a plan, he had a logo. So when he first dropped this shit, like, he's trying to give me discounts and shit. And I'm looking at dude, like, nigga, fuck, you think I'm homeless or something, nigga? Like, nigga, I can pay the price, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I pay $70 for this Nike sweater, nigga. Like, I could pay the full price, you know what I'm saying? Cause, like, soon as niggas, see, so you doing something, all of a sudden, niggas want a discount. Like,
right.
I'll never be the type of nigga that be like, yo, bro, help me. No, like, I feel like you should be able to pay that full price, my nigga, and go on about your day. Like,
exactly.
Niggas be trying to use niggas, bro.
Right. Oh, yeah. I've been knowing you since 8th grade. Wow. Well, care, bro. You better pay for the full thing. What does that mean? Like...
Bro, because that shit costs you money, and I know you got to make a certain amount over, you know what I'm saying, to make profit over that.
Exactly.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And niggas trying to get discounts and shit. No, nigga, you need to be paying me, you need to buy one shirt and give me $100, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do little gestures like that, bro. Like,
oh, me.
Support, nigga. Like, but at the end of the day, bro, I'm only going to support people who. It's not even always who support me, bro, but it's just like either I fuck with they shit or they just a genuine person, bro, and I just be like, yeah, I'll post that shit. Like, because I don't mind if my Insta story got, you know what I'm saying, hella post on it, nigga, because, like, who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Bro, niggas, I don't know, like, niggas be acting like they on some strategic shit by not posting something. Like, no, nigga, you just low-key hating. Like,
exactly.
On my Twitter, nigga, I have 29,000 tweets. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Soon as my homie from Florida dropped some shit on his YouTube that barely got subscribers, but he got clout, but, like, his YouTube don't got shit, I'll share his shit right to Twitter. Every time, I don't give a fuck.
Right, like, right.
I'm not, bro, who, I don't know who niggas be trying to impress or keep happy. Yeah, like,
I'm telling you, bro, they don't like showing support to people that's trying to come up off something. They don't like that. That's why I feel like when you come up off something, bro, once you get big off something, you got to leave where you from, bro. You have to leave where you from, bro, because niggas be fucking hating, bro, so bad. Like, they be hating so bad, bro. It's ridiculous, bro, so you got to leave. Even if, like, it don't even got to be your hometown, bro. Like, you can move somewhere and live there for a couple of years, and if you blew up off something that you did and you know some people there, niggas gonna, they gonna be hating on you. Like, they gonna be like, how the fuck this nigga? How he blow up on this? How he do this? I'm still here. And I'm, right, I've been doing this, or I'm still here doing this, such and such. Like, he ain't really not like his stuff ain't good. You could be talented, bro, like really talented at something, like, oh, he ain't really doing nothing, like, oh, I could do that, blah, blah, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, that shit there, bro. Niggas, they really be hating to the point where, like, once you in your hometown, bro, they gonna try to be on some, like, trying to kill you type shit, like,
yeah,
I ain't got time for all that, bro. Like, I'm gone.
All right, so to end this out, I got two, you know what I'm saying, two little questions. One of them I already know the answer to, but every time I talk to you, I got to ask it. So,
yeah.
First one, what's your relationship status?
You know, this bringing back some, this bringing back memories, my nigga, from them lives we was having, that shit. So, I mean, right now, bro. Hey, I'm feeling the same way I did back then, my nigga. When we was on them Instagram lives, I'm still in that same phase. Ain't shit changed. Ain't shit, not nothing. I'm been so dead ass. And that shit was way back in 2018. A little bit after we graduated high school, bro. Ain't shit changed. It's still the same shit. I'm still in that same motherfucking phase where niggas... single as hell. I can't find shit. I can't find the one for me type shit.
I lost,
like,
bro. I lost complete hope. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, it came to the point, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, bro. Like, I'm really... No cap, bro. I'm finna really just fuck around and be celibate until I have a girl. I swear to you, bro. Like, I'm not even, like... I'm chilling, bro. I'm trying to really, like, find out who I am. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, as a man, I feel like niggas often always go to... like, damn, you ain't doing that. Like, I feel like, nah, nigga, like, find out who the hell you is, bro. Like, dig deep, bro. Niggas is just always worried about sex and having a girl. Like, bro, until that shit feel right, like, feel like the right thing to do, that's when I'm actually take a girl seriously, bro. But, like,
exactly.
I've had a bunch of girls I've talked to over the past 2 years and shit, bro. They be on some weird shit, like, I don't want to get hurt. Like, bitch, who you think I do? Fuck, like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Like, I hate that. That shit don't make no sense.
Bitch, for real, bro.
Niggas can get their heart broke, too. What the fuck wrong with y'all? Man.
Girls, bro, this is the thing, bro, with girls. Like, you can find a girl that's for you, but at the same time, a lot of these girls, they got this mindset where it's like, they automatically think every dude gonna treat them terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you fucking with a girl, you talking to a girl, she gonna try play hard to get, and she like for the longest. Like,
I feel like the story's
and they don't even be that bad. Like, how you playing hard to get and you not even who do you think you are? Like, you're not Meg, motherfucker. Like. Like, for real, like, oh, yeah, I don't, because I've been having my heart broken 3 times, this and that, trying, sharing posts talking about, oh, a man got to be, he got to really show me he this and that, to him to have me this and that. Like, bro, ain't nobody finna try to talk to you for no 3-4 years, bro, until you ready for a relationship. No, I'm not, you, either we together right now, or I'm finna move on. Like, that ass, bro, I'm not finna, for real, bro. I ain't got time for all that. Trying to waste my time for what? For real. Come on, bro. I'm not finna do that. Why you out here trying to talk, scout other motherfuckers and shit? Like, you a college? Like, nah, bro. I'm not. Not finna use me like that.
The hell, bro? This is sick, man. This shit.
For real, bro.
It is. It's getting bad out here, man. I really don't. I'm telling you, bro. I'm getting to the point, I really feel like it's going to be like 5 or 6 years, bro, before I have a girl. Because, like, I'm to that point, bro. Well, I never was that type of nigga to just cuff a girl, nigga. I've only had one girlfriend in my whole life. So, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel the need to just cuff something. Because, like, I know a lot of niggas probably like, damn, like, this nigga don't got a girl yet. But you got to understand, nigga, there's 15 girls that I could easily make my girlfriend right now. But I don't have the mental capacity to deal with no girl that I really don't fuck with. Like,
exactly.
Even on some, like, I'm just trying to hit shit. It's so crazy, bro. Like, I don't have the energy for that shit. Like, there's certain girls that I know like me, bro, and I try to text them, and I just get mentally tired of doing that shit, bro, because I'm texting them, and they talking about nothing much. Bitch, what?
Like conversation be dry as hell.
Dry
like,
as hell. No, I'm not doing it.
Popeye's biscuit.
I'm 20, bro. I'm not doing that. We either finna see each other, bro, or I don't know what's going on. I'm not finna text all day, nigga. Right. Or be on the phone. That's simple, bro. So,
and even with that, bro, it's like, I feel like girls be, they the fucking biggest hypocrites, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand. Like, they be wanting all this shit from men, right? But mm-hmm. I promise you, they don't want to give none of that back.
On the gut, like, man.
They want all this attention, all this love, all this,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, all this and that. But when it comes to when you want that from them, they do not want to show it at all. But when you don't show it all, I knew you was for me all along. Like, another man could have been treating me better. Like, you're not giving me any type of the shit that you want from me. You ain't giving that towards for me, too. Like, right. So why would I give you all this and that if you're not doing it for me? What the man. Fuck? What sense does that make? That don't make no sense, bro, at all. That shit backwards as hell. I don't like man. That. So
it's just it's going to be tough, bro. It's going to be tough for them, like, in the future, bro, as far as, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. I know I'm a good-hearted person, bro, so I know I'm going to find my way to the right person. But, like,
right.
I just feel like their mindsets are so messed up, bro, that they just slowly decreasing their value, my nigga, because, like, I saw something yesterday. It was like, you've been naked on Instagram for 2 years. You still ain't got a boyfriend? Go put some clothes on. Like,
exactly.
You understand, like, that ain't what's attracting niggas. Like, that's not what's going to get you a husband that you complaining mm-hmm. for. That's what's going to get you a baby daddy that you're going to be going on exactly. Facebook Live to talk shit about.
Right.
So
I go for that personality. If that shit try, I don't give a fuck how bad she is.
I don't
if
even really
personality trash.
Yeah,
it's cool. Over, bro.
I don't even really. That's the thing. I don't really care if my girl the baddest in the world. Like, I don't really like if I fuck with her on the like, like if she like my. Like, if you have a girl that's like your best friend, like you know what I'm saying. She not the cutest girl in the world, bro. She not ugly though. You know what I'm saying? But like,
yeah,
like that's cool. Cause like a lot of times,
that's the best way to do it.
The bad ones, bro, they has to be going. You know what I'm saying? Cause they be, you know what I'm saying.
Once they you, the ones that they don't. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say once you post their ass, shit, they get happy because all them niggas get the instant getting on they line.
Yeah, exactly, bro. It's over with. Hella niggas in their inbox.
Man,
hella. That shit painful,
bro. That's why I ain't gonna lie. I don't think I'm I gotta find me a real, like, a girl that's really, like, grown. Like, I'm gonna find a girl that, like, don't care if I don't post her. Like, cause, like, I ain't gonna name drop, but, like, there's this girl that we went to school with, bro. And she been in relationships, I think, since senior year with this dude. And I ain't gonna lie. Like, she been with this dude and I've been trying to figure out what the hell is going on in their relationship, but she won't allow me to know on social media. Like, she do not post this nigga like that. She'll post him every once in a while. Like, I'm talking about, like, nigga, not even 10 times a year, just randomly, like, no caption, nothing. So, like, I don't know. We don't know the insides of nothing of their relationship. Like, no daily appreciation post. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't want to be that annoying person either, bro. Like, these people get a girl and they whole profile turn into them and their girl. Like, that would never be Kendall. No, you still going to see this drip.
Yeah, I hate that. That shit too corny.
That's annoying,
that
boy.
Niggas be having, like, you go to their crib, they got the PlayStation, the whole PlayStation covered with them and their girl. Like, goddamn, nigga. Like, controller, car keys, glasses, the TV, like the wall, the whole wall is painted with a mural of him and his girl. Like, all right, my nigga, y'all kind of that's doing too much, bro. Like, I don't like that shit.
Then shit, like,
I'm gonna let motherfuckers know I got a girl. Like, I ain't gonna be like, act like I'm single. Like, at the end of the day, I'm going to let motherfuckers know, like, man, I got a girl. Like, but at the same time, I'm not going to constantly, I'm not going to constantly post her every single day, all day. Mm-hmm. Only thing I post on my shit, nah. But I'm definitely going to let motherfuckers know, though.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I had to learn that for myself, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Because when I first got my little shindig, I didn't really know that, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just thinking, like, oh, that's being nice, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Some girls is low-key devious. So after I got out of the relationship, you know what I'm saying, and I was able to just watch other people and, like, how their relationship was going, I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't really be posting all that shit, like, because you're really giving everybody a – they feel like they know your relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like, they feel like they know everything about you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And once it gets to that point, it's a wrap, nigga, because then they can control the narrative. You know what I'm saying? So, that shit out. All right, last question before we get you out of here, nigga. Sound like you got mucus in your throat. where'd you get your sense of fashion from, bro?
Sense of fashion. Honestly, bro, I always been like that nigga. Like, I gotta have some shits. Like, I don't like to just throw on anything. Like, I gotta make sure my shit, like, drip. Like, and I don't even like using the word drip because it's so fucking wore out. But I gotta make sure, like, I'm looking good, bro. I gotta make sure I'm straight. So when it comes to fashion, I mean, I ain't really started taking it serious for real until I probably say, like, when I started shooting with Huey. So when I started shooting with him, that's when I really started to, like, get deep with it. Like, but before, it was like, I would throw, like, some outfits up, like, I gotta make sure my outfit's straight when I go to school. Like, I'm not gonna just throw no bullshit. Like, I gotta make sure, like, I'm looking good. But, I don't know, like, fashion influences, I'd probably say, damn, I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't really even got no fashion influences. I ain't gonna cap, but
you just kind of like, I don't know, bro. Cause I know a lot of people like that. They just kind of go with it, bro. Like I randomly started liking fashion. I don't know what the hell happened. I just randomly started liking that shit, and I just like, if there's certain shit that I like, nigga, I just put that shit on, bro. And like,
exactly,
it is what it is. And I just always try to make sure, like, when I'm looking at other niggas' Instagrams and shit, I'm like, damn, let me make sure my picture not looking this fucking predictable. You know what I'm saying? Like, or
exactly, exactly.
Not even the outfit, nigga, but, like, the picture. Like, a lot of niggas' pictures, bro, that's what I say. A lot of niggas can dress, bro, but the pictures they take be ass. Like, it don't got no, like, art to it. Like, niggas is just showing the fit and thinking, okay, we done here. Like, no, nigga, where's the art to it? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So, I could see through them fucking Balenciaga you got on. But,
yeah.
Shit. Damn, we got it. That's a good dosage right here on God.
Shit, yes, sir.
All I got. And I feel like it was perfect timing, bro. That's why I had to get in because I see you was dropping your shit today. So, I feel like, shit, it was perfect timing. Appreciate you, bro. This shit been long overdue. You know what I'm saying? Niggas went to L.A. and shit, and I low-key is damn near finna stop doing this shit, but I'm glad we finally did it.
Hell yeah, man.
I get back
appreciate
to my
having me on this motherfucker, man. Appreciate
no problem,
it,
bro. All right, bro. I'm gonna catch up with you. I'm finna text you when I get off this, all right?
All right, bet.
All right.
Thank you guys for tuning to King's Roundtable. This is your host, Kenton Miller. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Kings Roundtable Podcast. Don't forget to leave a review, 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, whatever platform you use. I am on there. Please leave a review. Thank you guys for tuning in and being loyal to me and listening to me. We'll definitely be out with more content soon. All right, we'll get up with you guys later. Price, I'ma cop it anyway.
anyway, nigga, that's a deal dropper. Junkies at the door begging for some more, yeah, nigga, they some pill poppers. Meet them at the core, hammer like Thor static, that's gonna make the shit hotter. Only real niggas with me, got a problem dropping in, got a full roster.